In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Mary Ann Hannenberger was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." You may be seated as we sing our entrance hymn, number 878, "Abide with Me."
Thank you.
We continue on page 278 with the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Mary and to all your servants, who having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading for this morning comes to us from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. Job says, "Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints within me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The first epistle reading comes from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, the 4th and 5th chapters. St. Paul writes, "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second epistle reading comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, the 1st chapter. And St. Paul writes, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with the sermon hymn number 550, Lamb of God. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. To Diane and Mike, Judy and Kim, and to your family who's gathered here today, to all of Mary's children, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, her family and friends gathered here. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you, from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that's offered for your comfort today comes from one of the epistle readings given just a few minutes ago. It's St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, the first chapter, verse 21. Paul writes, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." How could St. Paul say something like that? To die is gain. This is the same man who once wrote to the Corinthians telling them that death is the enemy, the last great enemy. Every human being seems to grasp that sort of instinctually. We weep at funerals. We don't rejoice. Even when we can take comfort in the knowledge that our loved one's suffering has ended, even as we know that Mary is no longer at the mercy of the infections and the hardships that had plagued her, especially in these last few months, we still weep and we still mourn. We know that death is bad. It is our enemy. And yet, St. Paul still says, to die is gain. How is that possible? Well, it's possible because of Jesus Christ. It's not only possible, it is true for Mary and for all of us because of what Jesus did for her. Jesus defeated death. He conquered that enemy. He died on the cross and rose again. Jesus' death delivered Mary from any and all sin. His resurrection is the seal and guarantee of her own everlasting life. And Jesus took all of these benefits, forgiveness and life, and he packaged them into these wonderful things that we call sacraments. And he gave them to Mary as a gift. Mary received the benefits of Jesus' death and resurrection on January 21st, 1940. She was baptized into his death and certainly into his resurrection. She received the all-sufficient sacrifice of his flesh and his blood as she partook in the Lord's Supper faithfully, both at this altar and others. She was strengthened in those gifts as she heard the Word of God preached to her, both here at church and also at Heritage Woods, at the services there. And those gifts of God, enabled her to enjoy the other good gifts that he had given her here in this life, the gift of family, a husband, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the gift of gardening, planting and growing beautiful things, and the gift of sharing those beautiful things with the next generation, the gift of friendship, the gift of conversation. Today, those gifts, the gifts of this world, have to take a pause. The woman who loved her family, who cultivated beautiful things, has died. And you are right to weep and to mourn, but not as those who have no hope. For the Christian, to die is gain. On this earth, Mary bore fruitful service to her Lord, loving her family and cultivating her garden. And now, because Jesus has conquered death, she rests from all those labors. She rests from disease. She rests from sin. Those can no longer touch her, for she is with Jesus. To die is gain because Jesus has conquered death, and he has brought Mary through it and into his heavenly presence. And there she will remain until the day of the resurrection of all flesh. She dwells in peace, rest, and safety until Jesus returns to call all of us from our graves into a life without end. And that day is coming. Make no mistake about it. To die is gain because to die is not the end. Jesus will return with the spirits of all those who have died in the faith, and the dead shall rise. Remember that as we commit Mary's body to the ground. What is sown, Jesus says, like a seed planted in a garden, will rise in far greater beauty and strength, just as a flower rising from the earth. She will rise again. And on that day, we shall all be with the Lord Jesus forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Will you please rise as we continue with a prayer of the church? Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Mary and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Mary and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last into our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We continue on page 281 with the Nunc Dimittis. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with a certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated for our final hymn, number 744, Amazing Grace.